Not everybody in church is a Christian. Judas Iscariot. Some people are used to say, but I found a sister in church. Not Judas Iscariot was in church too. Some people used to blame the church. I married in church. The man was even an usher. Judas was the treasurer. If you are a man and you don't want your and you don't want your wife to be happy, what will make you happy on earth? If you are a woman and you don't want your husband to be happy, what will make you happy on earth? Show me a united family, a united marriage, and I show you an anointed home, anointed marriage. There is a level of oil you may never see until there is a... It takes favor to find a wife. It takes favor from God to find a wife. It takes divine favor. God needs to favor you well to get a good wife. Let me talk to the girls. Don't waste any man's time if you don't want to marry them. The man is hanging around and you made him hang around. There are three other people. John said, sister, you need to talk to me. Say, I am still praying. Don't be in a hurry now. This thing is something you must find out from God. She's praying nothing. There are three people waiting. There are sisters that are like that too. Sister Mercy, how are you? The Lord is good. Extra long skirt. Head covered, ear covered. You marry her one day? Yeah, yeah, man! Yeah, yeah, man! I will show you that you see something. Don't joke with me. Say, sister, don't call me sister! Don't sister me! I'm not your sister. If I'm your sister, will you marry me? Take your seat. That is why I said, not everything inside water. Not everybody in church is a Christian. Judas Iscariot. Some people are used to say, but I found a sister in church. Not Judas Iscariot was in church too. Some people used to blame the church. I married in church. The man was even an usher. Judas was the treasurer. I married in church. Why should I? And I married in church. No. You cannot blame God for your insensitivity. You cannot blame God for your lack of perception. You can't blame God for lack of discernment. Not everybody in the barrack is a soldier. Some are relations of soldiers. Some went to sell things there. Some went to look for job. You see some people coming to church. One man went to church and pretended that he was a Christian because he wanted to find a good Christian girl. So he pretended, just changed his behavior. And how are you? I'm fine. Then he didn't know that there was a girl who also came to church, pretended that she was a Christian, and wanted to find a good Christian man she can marry, and
He can do anything he wants, and the man won't say anything. He's a good Christian. So, how are you?
The man found the sister, and they found each other. They kept on acting until they married. On the first day they reached the house, the man sent for a bottle of beer. I think the girl carried cigarette.
Of each other. You deceive me, you too. That was very wonderful. I like that. You came to deceive people, to marry a deceiver, another person deceived you and married you. Deceiver versus deceivee. I don't know about you, but I want this meeting to hold again. We can't say everything in one day.
So you need, that is why you need the help of God. So that you can know who is real.
Can know who is real.
Number four, married people with similar vision, focus, and passion.
Now. Before you go from there, the number three, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 to 15. He said, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Be not unequally yoked. And that is, there are those who, apart from not marrying lovers of God, they went outrightly to marry unbelievers. Please don't ever assume that somebody who doesn't know God before he marries you, you can change them. You are not Holy Ghost. So you don't have the power to change anybody. I have seen people who tried that, they paid for it. Lovers of God. Lovers of God. Lovers of God. And then number four, married people with similar vision, similar focus, and similar passion. What do you want to do with your life? Where do you see your life going? As you are going to get someone to marry, find out from them what is on their mind. Where are they going? What do they want out of this life? Different vision is the reason for division. Different vision. The D idea, if you put it in front of vision, it becomes division. It's a product of, it is diversion. Division. Bivision. Two people who are facing two different directions in life. Different passions breed confusion. You have a passion for business. The other person has no single passion for business. He wants to be in full-time politics. Or you think you have a passion for ministry. And the person, he said, I am a child of God, but I am not a pastor's wife. I am not an evangelist. I am not a prophet. I am not a prophetess. I am not an apostle. I am not an epistle. Sorry. It was a Bible school student. They asked him to write on the apostles. And he wrote one line. Write on the epistles. He said, the epistles are the wives of the apostles. Just forget about it. You know how much it's been. So, married people. The reason why my wife and I, God has helped us in a little way to be the way we are, is because the passion is literally one. Before I met her, she had a passion before we ever met, a passion for mission, a passion to serve God, if possible, in the missionary field. And those kinds of passions and visions.
marry somebody who understands your language when you speak. If you are speaking one language, your husband is speaking another language, the house is called Tower of Babel. Tower of Babel. That was what made Babel. Language. Language. Passion. Vision. I know of a woman who said, I married a pharmacist, not a pastor. Because the husband was a pharmacist that turned into a pastor. Another one said, I married a doctor, not a pastor. These two examples I gave led into marital breakage. The other one, the pastor's wife will sit in the congregation instead of the altar with the husband. He said, I didn't marry pastor. I marry pharmacist. I am not a pastor's wife. Ele? Are you following what I'm saying here today? So here is when to settle it. Here before. You are, like the woman of God said, you are putting the man leading questions to find out what is in their heart. You want to live in America. The girl does not want anything near America. That means you are approaching the wrong person. You don't have to force America into her. The person must have America in mind. When you met it, you said, I'm thinking of green card. You say, me too. Do they have yellow card? Because it's in my mind to live. I say, oh, wow. We are talking alike then. Am I communicating at all? And then be careful. Marriage by correspondence. You have not seen the person, but you are talking on phone. You saw the person 1 week to the marriage. Wahala day. You will be shocked when you see the person. You will be shocked. I promise you. Because there are pictures that speak more than reality. And then you are hearing the voice over the phone and you saw the person. You say something, she reply. She behaves small. Say, brother, I did a problem. Somebody was crying at his wedding reception. He was crying seriously. His friend asked him, what is happening? He said, I just made a serious mistake. He said, which mistake? This marriage. At the wedding reception. Take your seat. The married people, I hope you are okay that I'm taking time with the singles. Because if it is repaired, we won't have too much problem in marriage in future. Marry people with your passion, your vision, your priorities, even your mentality, the way you think, the way you think. Hello? Is God speaking to anybody at all? My wife and I, by his mercies, I'm not saying that a person must be the same profession with you, but it is so much fun when I say something and she understands perfectly what I am saying. You have a master's in accounts. You have MBA, accounts and finance. You are a chartered accountant and can't be scattered by anybody. You are at such a level. Lady. And then the bros that is coming close to you. He has OND, library science. There is no problem with his cause. But there is where you are mentally. Here is where he is. Information transforms mentality. He may be older than you, but his reasoning capability may not be at par. He went ahead and married. When you talk, small, say because you think because you have masters, and men can have ego. They know how to interpret what you haven't said. That is one of the things that men. That is why the man, you should do yourself the favor, if possible, by being a little bit ahead of who you want to marry. In one way or the other. Or in every ways. Spiritually first, you are in front. Mentally, either at par or a bit ahead. Pocketically. The man said that is a major aspect. Pocket wise. You trust God. Just a little bit. Respect cannot be forced. It is earned. When my wife says, good morning, sir, she means it. Because she knows in many realms, God made me to pass on. And she is happy. And I brought her up, imparted her graces, imparted her gifts, and took her along. Am I communicating? There are some women that they have in their mind to say, good morning, sir. But their certificate became an iron rod. On the knee. Good morning, sir. It couldn't bend. Do you understand? So the woman will say, good morning, sir. Morning, sir. Morning, sir. Morning, sir. This one said, morning, sir. Very, very important. Similar vision. And before the marriage comes close, agree. Are we living here? What ultimately? What is? Agree. Let the vision be one. Let there be no confusion, either just before or after you have married. The man is saying one thing, the woman is saying another. Number five, marry people with whom you have peace, assurance. Don't ever be in a situation where at the thought of the person, your heart is running 100 miles per hour. Or you see him coming. Say, sister, how are you? Say, I am trying to be fine. Hello? Don't marry anybody whose voice frightens you. His look is a terror. The thought of home with him. Say, am I as a sheep to the slaughter? But there is something called the peace of God that passes understanding. In marriage, there is something we call the peace test. To marry the man, your conviction must pass the peace test. You are at peace. You are at peace. You know that you are at peace. Let me round off with five cautions. Caution for the singles. A. Do not develop an emotional relationship where you are not interested in marriage. Don't develop an emotional relationship where
we see you and the brother all the time. We see you and the sister all the time. What is happening between you? We are just friends. Which kind of friend be that? Find a man like yourself and be just friends with him. Find a woman like yourself and be just friends with her. Because when you continue like that, sitting in the sister's house, they gave you coke, you didn't say no. They gave you wine, bottle of Capel, you didn't say no. They gave you spaghetti, coconut rice. Then tomorrow, you bring somebody and say, sister, you know, we have been very good friends. I want to introduce to you who I want to marry. Vomit the rice! Huh? What kind of problem is that? And you came and said, sister, I just wanted to let you know, we have been very good friends and you have been praying with me on this matter of marriage. I have finally come to show you. That is wickedness. As far as the sister is concerned, you are interested in her. She is waiting for you. Matthew 7:7. She is waiting for your asking. Where she can say, you want to marry me? Here am I. Listen, and you came wickedly to say, I want to show you who to marry. Don't play with anybody's emotion like that. Never dare. Anybody is playing around with you like that, tell him, talk on time. Yes, sir. If you have the spirit of dumbness, you can be prayed for. I don't know if anybody is hearing what I'm saying here. Now see the worst. Sister, I like you. I just like you. So thank you. Well, that is all I can say for now. Hey! I just like the way you do things. Everything about you is just, I like you. Continue. That is introduction. And he ended there. Can I tell you, young man? That statement equals proposal. Not less, not more. You have declared, it's a declaration of interest. Why should you talk like that with somebody's daughter? Give her hope. She may even call some people and say, the right man has come. He said he likes everything. And the girl's mother said, so how are you? She said, hey, mommy. Guess what? Somebody came today. And then here you are, you walk away. And you scattered somebody. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't give anybody expectation if you have no interest in manifestation. Don't give anybody. That was what I meant by people, young people don't understand relationship dynamics. They don't understand the psychology of the way the minds of people work. The minds of girls and the minds of guys, how it works. Many don't understand. So they bruise a lot of people. They say, I didn't jilt anybody. Some jilted almost 20 people without knowing. Went, came, keep on eating free food. They send you recharge card. You collect. Thank you so much. You are such a nice girl. Anybody will be lucky to have you as a wife. What about you? Anybody. If you are not the body, leave the place alone. Why are you trying to bind onto the action at sight without reaction in mind? If you don't understand chemistry, I won't talk more than that. Caution. Please, if you are not interested, don't develop an emotional relationship. Look at somebody by your side, especially if they are single. Say, did you hear? Let me talk to the girls. Don't waste any man's time if you don't want to marry them. The man is hanging around and you made him hang around. There are three other people. John said, sister, you need to talk to me. Say, I am still praying. Don't be in a hurry now. This thing is something we must find out from God. She's praying nothing. There are three people waiting. He's asking people. There are four people. Can you advise me? This one is a tailor. This one